All right. Desert Vista High School. Welcome to the NAU Jazz Festival. My name is Raul Yanez. And, I'm from your neighborhood, guys. And now I'm in a dilemma right now. My daughter's going to high school, and we're tracked to have her go to Mount Point at this point. So hopefully, if you guys hear this, you guys are all booing me. I should probably have her go to Desert Vista. Just because I think Kirill's a really, really good teacher, and I heard a lot of great things from the program. But Kirill, anyways, I just had a flashback of watching you head bob over Victor Wooten at the Crescent Ballroom a couple of years ago, and I was thinking when I saw you there, I didn't even tell you this, man, but I really wished all the band directors were there for that, because that was some other level music. You know what I mean? Just feel good, in the pocket groove music. That I think, and students should have definitely been there at that concert too. Anyways, I see we're getting your Wednesday big band, and looking forward to hearing you guys. All right, first off the bat, just listening. First thing I want to say is when you add the conga part, it's really important that you follow the tradition. And usually the pattern is and when I do the pa sound, that's really a slap. And if you have... Yeah, and also conga player, take the time to make sure there's you're gonna hurt yourself, man. They have to be exactly equidistant and balanced. Okay, so we got to take a little bit of time right there with that measure, right? Make sure we're all hitting that rhythm together. Okay, this is getting ambiguous right here. I think the only one that's really playing the changes right is the bass player. By the way, I think this band should be really happy they have a bass player that not just is playing the notes, but also is giving us a time fill. That last section, guys, we just have to slow it down as a section and just run it together and talk about it. You know what I mean? Because even though they're fast notes, we can't just make them all blurred up. That's actually a really clean sound, trumpets. It's to get that many trumpets to play unison like that. And for the most part, the cutoffs are pretty clean. And drums, I think you're doing fine, man. Right now, the only fills I'm hearing from you are on basically on beat four. Hold it. Watch out, trombones. Make sure you keep that note consistent. All right? In the piano, I think especially the soloists, we definitely need your help, giving us some more upbeats and syncopated rhythms. I know a lot of times these charts are written with chords that are on the downbeat, but a trick I like to do is play the pinky on your left hand on the downbeat, and then play everything else afterwards. You can either glissando the chord or play it pinky and then all the rest of the notes on the end of one. And it'll sound to us like you're playing a syncopated rhythm, but for you, you'll have the comfort of feeling that downbeat that you want to feel. Definitely help. Beautiful. Good adjustment. And just bass player, just do that all the time. A bass player, just to give you a little bit insight into Latin perspective, most Latin music, we love beat four. You know what I mean? And if the music's written like that with dum, 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 if that's written, I mean, that's what we get. But as you get more into playing Latin music and its different perspectives, it's usually just one in three with an accent on three. But it's a I'm trying to figure out, is this a cha-cha or a Brazilian song? It's like caught right in the middle. The clave pattern would make me believe that it's a cha-cha. But if it was a cha-cha, then I would put the side stick would just be click, 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 click. That's right. Add some energy to that, man. It's really tough to encourage guys to solo, and so I admire, man. I've already heard a couple of solos, and what's important to me, especially at the high school level, is, you know, man, wrong notes, right notes, that's irrelevant. Bring some passion and some energy to the music. You know what I mean? Are you going to affect the music with your instrument? There you go. Ooh, a little reference to Girl from Ipanema. One suggestion I want to make, kind of, and this refers to most of the solos I've heard so far, is when you're playing Latin music or Afrocentric music, you wanna connect with the band, with the patterns that you're hearing in the music. So, in your solos, I would emphasize, like, what's the clavinet doing? What's the drummer doing with the side stick? What's the piano player playing? Those are rhythms that you're hearing over and over. We should invoke those. And also, too, when you're soloing, we tend to want to just hold the note out when we finish a phrase. And in that, leave space would be a great. Like, after end a phrase by saying bebop or da-da, da-da, you know what I mean? Adding a rhythmic identity to the last note in your phrase is not easy. But the general consensus, and this is not just the solos I'm hearing now, but generally, young students want to just hold a note out. It's kind of like piano players with sustain pedals. We feel that if we hold the note out, we're stopping time. But no, the motion and the groove, it keeps going. So if you don't hold the note out and listen for that last couple of beats, when you come in your next phrase in your solo, you'll be more locked into time. Yeah, if this is the way the chart was written, you know what I mean? That's awesome. I wasn't sure if I was listening to a Brazilian song or like a cha-cha type of rhythm or Son Montuno, because because the pattern on the drums was kind of doing a Brazilian rhythm, but the clave part was more of a Puerto Rican, Cuban type of thing. If it was Brazilian music, the clave would go one, two. So it'd be on two and the end of three. So it's a little different, two different styles, which get mixed up all the time. And I understand older jazz charts kind of have fun by mixing these types of ideas, but it'd be cool to maybe seek out what the patterns are. And trust me, if everybody lines up with these patterns, it would make the music so much funner to play. Well, it's clear that the band likes this song more than he did the last song. Yeah, we need definitely a lot of support from the guitar and the piano. Guitar player, I know it's kind of like a rock song, and I get that. But what we do as guitar players, a lot of times, we feel more comfortable playing the E and the A strings because it sounds a lot like the music that is from a different era. But what we need is actually the note that you're playing on your D and G string more, because nobody's playing the third a lot of times, and it would really help the soloists if they could hear if it was a major or a minor chord. I like the pattern, the way you're keeping this groove, drummer. Yeah! Whoa! Beautiful use of space. And I even felt you moved the bell of the trumpet, letting me know, man. You waited for a little while and then felt the groove and then jumped back in. Yeah, baby. Go ahead, trumpet. That's what I'm talking about. Just be careful not to rush, guys. We can create energy without picking up the tempo. Hey, nothing for nothing, man, but that was a really good solo, Nolan. You see, there. Here's another example. Notice how she's holding out the note at the end. Don't hold out the note at the end. Duke, let's take a page off of what Nolan did. And then wait, and then listen. Like, don't hold these notes out. A lot of you guys are ending your solos by holding the note out. Let's stop that. Because then what it does, it allows you to really listen to the bass player specifically. She's the one that's giving us the most syncopated rhythms right now. Now, Nick, I gotta tell you, man. Playing guitar. Oh no, I was afraid of that. I'll tell you, Nick, this is great, man. Here's some pentatonic scales going up and down that pattern is, and it's so much a part of the American tradition. But I tell you, bro, you put a lot of energy into your solo right now. But man, being a guitar player, being a piano player in the professional world, we are supporters, man. We're the ones that make the singers sound good, and I think that's what you need to take on that role. You know what I mean? Take on the role. Because like right now, see, this is where we need you. You know what I mean? We need you to actually play. Because 90% of it's actually for you in this band, and probably in most of the time you're playing, you get maybe one solo a performance. And you're putting all your emphasis on that one solo, and you're not really giving us what we need as a guitar player on the other songs. So, I'm just telling you from, because I'm a guitar player too, man, and I play with a lot of guitar players. And I'll tell you right now, the guys who are playing at a high after high school and after college are the ones that really put the turn to learn different voicings, different chords, and get off of just playing the typical bar chords. The guitar has so many beautiful voicings that are essential. Also, all the different beautiful guitar tones that are used in rhythm guitar. So, Nick, I'm talking a lot about it because I just saw all your energy was focused on your guitar solo, buddy. And really, we need you to incorporate more comping rhythms and hear more thirds and sevenths coming out of your guitar. than with the root. We already have a really good bass player playing the root, and she's playing fifths and a lot. So you can lay off the first two strings and then just work on giving us the third and the seventh on these chords, because that's essential. It would really help out all the other solos too, and I'll support their solos too. And I think you're doing a great, it's a great start playing the pentatonic scale up and down, but I think now it's time to, because there are chords in that song, and in investigating what those chords are and playing around those harmonies would be, I think, your next step. I centered most of my my points around the improvising, because this is great. I think I was off last year, but the year before, I think that's that I see definitely an improvement in the school's improvisation, and I want you guys to keep doing it, man. Keep doing it. Have fun. Create energy. And focus on the drummer and the bass player, man. You got a really good bass player in this band, and when you're soloing, if concentrate on what she's doing with those extra notes and syncopated rhythms, and incorporate that. My kudos to Nolan Kelly. I really like that trumpet solo, because you did a lot of the things I'm talking about, where the groove energy is the most important thing. And anyways, again, Awatuki, man, that's my, you're right down the street from my house. So I really appreciate you guys. And thank you again for coming out.